Welcome to Voting 101, a We're the People podcast all about voting from a nonprofit that's also all about voting. Over the last few weeks, we have covered everything from how voting started, the many fights to voter rights over the years, and how to actually cast your ballot, all to get us ready for this month's midterm elections and beyond.
Buzz Lightyear! I've really grown to love your Buzz impression.
Thank you. I didn't realize I loved Toy Story as much as people probably think I do from this podcast, because I do it all the time.
Well, we're all learning a lot about ourselves through this podcast. I didn't realize that I love math as much as I apparently do.
You do. Mathing is your thing. Toy Story is my thing. In fact, maybe I will put it on after we are done with this episode and really hone in on my Buzz impression.
I wish you would have done that before we started.
Moving on, we have more important things to talk about today, I think, than my Buzz Lightyear impression. That's just my take on the world. I don't know. What do you think?
We're just to blow people's minds a little bit, we're recording this earlier than it's being published. So we're like 8 days away from the election happening right now, but you're listening to this the Sunday before the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. And that means
it's election day.
Election day, baby. Very exciting. We're gonna spend this episode talking about why you should vote. We've already explained to you how America came to be the vote-loving country we are. We've explained how people got the right to vote and newer court cases that have tried to extinguish that right. But today, our focus is why. You've got the how. We want to help you find your why.
I mean, we've already found our whys, and we'll share our whys with you today on why it's important to each of us. Kim made a good point to me on a personal level that, you know, when you talk about with your friends or your family why you vote, sometimes that's the most impactful thing to them. They get excited about why something's so important to you. And as a loved one, as a friend, they get it now. And I think that if you are already a voter and you don't need us to tell you why we vote and you're like, got it, I'm already voting in this election, like, thanks for your 2 cents. But we hope that this will maybe give you an idea of how to talk to your friends and family on getting them to vote. Or if you weren't planning on voting and maybe you listened to our podcast and you were like, wow, these two girls are awesome, I'm going to vote, then that's great too. I feel like that would be awesome. I feel like somebody should email me if that's what happened to them. I will get a really big head.
That would be, yeah. Do you need a bigger head than you already have?
It's questionable.
if this podcast did make you decide to vote, you should email us. Go to the website. Go to wherethepeople.org and let us know. That'd be cool. Give Sasha a big head.
That would be super cool. We tried to have some good facts for you guys over the course of the podcast. And if it influenced you in any way, shape, or form, that'd be great. If you're not voting because we annoyed you, though, please keep that to yourself.
Also, like, that's the opposite of what we wanted to have happen, so that's a bummer. Sasha, speaking of facts, we need to go back and talk about a couple episodes that we recorded, perhaps prematurely. So, I think we're a pretty well-researched podcast, but news breaks quickly, and so I want to talk about a couple things that have happened in the news recently, specifically about voter disenfranchisement. Georgia, Texas, North Dakota have 3 really well-known cases of voters disenfranchisement happening right now. I'm certain they're not the only ones, but because they're in the news hourly, with things changing basically hourly, I just wanted to bring up the fact that we mentioned Georgia in an earlier podcast. Actually, last week in the Supreme Court podcast, we talked about how they were trying to consolidate polls in Georgia, but that didn't work because people made it known that this was not okay with them, and so they weren't able to close those polls. Now in Georgia, they're doing other tactics like losing ballots or saying that you can't bring a busload of voters to the polls, that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to acknowledge that we were aware those things were happening. We just recorded our podcast early. But the thing I did want to say is those things are very, very frustrating. And if you look at them just on their own, it can be easy to say, why? What's the point of trying to fight if you're looking at a place where we did try and fight and we stopped them from closing polls and then they tried a new tactic? What I would encourage you to do is, yes, be mindful of those things, because, you know, we have to stand up for voters. We have to stand up for people who want to cast their ballot. But I would encourage you to also think about this. In North Dakota, Native Americans are being disenfranchised because they have P.O. boxes on their driver's licenses. And the law has been rewritten to say that you can't have a P.O. box on your driver's license if you want to vote. Now, we've already covered voter ID, so that's like a whole other thing. But fact is, North Dakota Native Americans want to vote so badly that they have basically found a way to remap their areas to include physical addresses that weren't there before. And then they're rush printing all these IDs that have the correct address or have different addresses on them, not PO boxes. And they're producing these IDs at such a rate that the machines are literally breaking down. Like they're smoking because they're trying to print so many so fast because people want to vote and they want to make their voice heard. And if that doesn't show you how important your voice is and your vote in this election is in every single election, I mean, that's such a great example of people just demanding to have their voice heard. I think it's really special to watch.
And I think it's really important to be aware when these things are happening so that if you're a voter in one of these states, if you're a voter in Texas and you are concerned that the machines are switching your vote, then you pay more attention when you're casting your ballot to ensure that your ballot was cast properly with the person that you voted for. And there are hotlines available to people to call to correct their vote. There are lots of resources. You have to just know them and know to be aware. So if you don't know these things are happening and you just go and you cast your ballot and move on, you know, you might miss something. So I think it's really important that this news is breaking. I think it's important for people to know about it. And it's important not to stay home. It's important to get out and vote. Send in your absentee, go to the polls, whichever method that you use to vote, and do it. Just do it.
Just do it. Like Adidas says, just do it.
I feel like that is an in-person joke. I feel like people listening are like, I don't think she knows what company that is.
I'll be honest, having done jokes for most of my life, I'll tell you that I don't think it would have gotten a good reaction in person or just over audio. So, Sasha, why do you vote?
Well, my short answer is because I'm an American. I feel quite strongly that voting is something that we do as citizens as like an entry fee, if you will. It's like part of what we do to be American. We vote. That's something that I think for myself. Obviously, that isn't an opinion that's shared widely, and it's obviously not really true because you can be an American citizen without voting. Like, clearly, there's not a rule against it. The more emotional answer for me is like we've talked about on the podcast, there's a huge history behind voting, and I feel very grateful and very privileged to have my vote. And I don't want to squander the things that women did before me, before my mom, before my grandmother. So I take my voting very seriously. I voted. I think I can say, I have my fingers crossed for those of you who can't see me, but Kim can see me. I think I can say I have voted in every election since I turned 18. I may have missed one off-cycle election when I was traveling. Anyway, neither here nor there. I find it very important as a woman to cast my ballot, to thank those women who came before me who got the right to vote for me. And I don't want to squander that. I also, like we discussed in one of our previous episodes, my family comes from a different country. My dad is an immigrant. And I take that very seriously that he has truly lived the American dream. And the things that we're allowed to do here in America that you're not allowed to do in other places is really special and really important. And I want to make sure that my voice helps create that future for America. So that's why I vote, Kim.
That's a great reason for it, bud.
Thanks. Why do you vote?
You know, there's a couple reasons that I vote. One, I think, like you said, it's the entrance fee that you pay. It's the free rider problem, right? So if I'm benefiting from driving on roads that are well kept, if I'm benefiting from knowing there's a good school in the area, if I'm benefiting from, you know, anything, whatever I'm benefiting from, and not voting, I'm a free rider. I'm taking advantage of the work that other people are putting into it. But then the other thing is, like, it's a way to be of service to others. And bear with me for a second, because I am going to make a pop culture reference, but then I'm going to tie it in really nicely. Have you seen the show The Good Place?
Duh.
I think about Chidi's big conference, the YouTube video, the What Do We Owe Each Other? I think that this is a way to... This informs what do we owe each other? We owe each other their own voice, the ability to hear others. And I think that is voting. Voting is a way to say, like, I care about you, and I care about the things that you're interested in and that you're doing. So as you and I talk, if you convince me of something that I should be voting for, when I cast that vote, it's because it's a way for me to be of service to what you care about and what you love. And it's a way to be of service to the things that I personally love. I really care about voting. And so while I vote for candidates and propositions, I'm also voting for them to take care of this thing that I love so much, to nurture it, to shelter it, that kind of stuff.
So part of building off of part of what you said, I think a lot of people don't feel like they're involved in politics, that politics is something above them, or not above them physically, but like just something not in their immediate purview. And therefore it's something that they don't need to think about or interact with. It's this thing that they hear on the news barking at them. It's this annoyance that riles people up, whatever. But voting is your way to be involved in that. And if you don't like the things that you're hearing, you can change them. Or if you like the things that you're hearing, you can ensure that they stay that way by voting. That's the other thing. I feel like people associate get out the vote efforts and things that we're doing as like people who are trying to change the status quo. Okay, fine. If you'd like the status quo, you should probably vote for it then. Like, I'm not advocating for that necessarily, but either way, no matter what you're voting for, whether you're voting to change a law or you're voting to change the way people approach the law, or you like the country just how it is and you don't want anything to change, then vote for the incumbent and make sure that your guy or your girl that you love so much stays in office. Like, I have those people. Like, there are politicians that I love and I hope that they never stop running for office, even though I'm a big fan of term limits. And I really wish some of these people would stop, including my own favorites. Like, my favorite senators have been in office for a very long time. They should probably stop running, but there's some that I don't want them to. But anyway, so you can vote to keep people where they are and keep things the way they are. So I don't think it should be thought of as all these crazy people who want to change the system, like whatever. But it's your way of participating. It's your way of getting involved and, like you said, not being a free rider.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that's a really good point, too, is that, you know, if you're not voting because you feel like it's not going to make a difference, I mean, think about if everybody said that. If everybody decided to, every single Democrat in California stayed home because they felt like it's already been determined what's going to happen in California. We're not a swing state. I live in California. We're not a swing state, so what's the point of even stepping out to vote? Then you are voting. You are still making your voice heard. All you're doing is elevating the opposite vote times two.
And to take California as an example, if you're a Republican living in California, and you're like, well, I'm a Republican in California, the state's blue, it'll always be blue, so therefore my vote doesn't matter. If everybody who thought like that stayed home, then yes, California stays blue. If you want California to be red and you're a Republican, you should probably vote, because if enough of you vote, the thing can change. Not necessarily, like, it doesn't necessarily work like that, because there is obviously the population of people there, it's a bigger number, but it's a bad example. But
no, it's a great example, because that's what it is. It's just, if you're not stepping out and because you're afraid nothing's ever going to change, then you're right.
So the other thing that I always talk to people about is people find politics annoying. I don't, because I like them and I studied them. But my thing ever since, you know, Facebook became a big platform where people can spout out whatever they think and people get annoyed by that, I also find it interesting the number of people that I know who find politics annoying, or that people that voice their opinions about politics annoying, and they like, I don't want to hear this anymore. I don't want to vote. I don't want to talk about it or whatever. Then you don't have a say in that anymore. Like, if you don't like the way your school district is being run that you put your kids in, but politics annoys you, so you don't want to be involved in it, then you don't vote for your kids' schools and your kids' schools are still being poorly run, you've now allowed your school to be poorly run. Whereas if you, even if you still, if you find politics annoying and you don't want to get involved, great, don't go to the PTA meetings, don't go to this, don't do that, don't lobby for this or that, don't do a get out the vote effort. But if you at least cast your ballot, that's one more person that thinks the way you do, putting their vote in and possibly changing the outcome of the election. And I think that's really important. So I think I always say to my friends who don't vote, please vote. But if you're not going to, then maybe don't be upset about what's happening in your world because you didn't vote for it. Like, you didn't have a say in it, and you could have. You 100% could have had a say. And you're right. Like, not everybody wins. Like, I can vote for an election and I can still be upset at the outcome, and I can still be upset about how the city is run or whatever because my person isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing. But at least I tried. And at least I can complain about my situation because I know that I tried to make a difference.
Yeah, if you're not voting, if you're not making an effort, you can't complain because you're not doing the thing, this thing that would help. When you said, when people are, you said that some people find politics annoying, and then you look on Facebook and want to be like, yeah, everybody's Facebook posts are annoying. Don't tell me you're annoyed by politics, but then post your annoying, like, vague, well, this is just the worst day ever post. That's annoying to me, too. We all have to live in a world where your Facebook posts are annoying, and you're frustrated that you have to vote again. Guess what? Buck it up. Vote. Stop posting on Facebook. The other thing about, like, if you're not voting, but you can't really complain about things changing or not changing, is that elections happen whether you're voting or not. Like, elections are not going to sit around and wait for you to show up to them. They're going to happen. So not voting doesn't do anything. I'm not voting because I don't like this system. Well, that's the system we've got. So get involved and change it. Change it from the inside. Run for office. Vote. Cast your ballot. But saying, I don't like this, so I'm not going to have anything to do with it, doesn't mean anything, because it'll continue to, elections will continue to happen. The best way to make a change is to get involved.
100%. And I think the key is what you said before. When you don't vote, you are just allowing other people to make your decisions for you, and you're allowing potentially things that you don't agree with get elevated because you didn't vote. And so therefore, they win, and therefore you lose. So to me, not voting is truly a lose-lose.
The other thing is, like, over these last 2 years have been emotionally charged. Regardless of your beliefs and where you fall on the political spectrum, and if you agree with all your friends or you don't agree with all your friends, these last 2 years have been emotional. And I think the thing I think about is, like, for all the tweeting that you did and all the marching, if you did any marching, or all the rallies, if you went to any rallies, all the conversations, everything that you did for the last 2 years, it doesn't mean anything if you're not casting a ballot. It means nothing. You could have spent the last 2 years talking to every single person until you were red in the face about how happy or dissatisfied you were. But it doesn't mean 1 ounce if you do not show up and cast your ballot. Period. Full stop. End of story.
You and I can talk till we're red in the face, speaking of about voting and why it matters. And I think what's important is, those of you listening, if you agree with us, which hopefully you do, because otherwise you just spent 20 or 30 minutes listening to something that, like, made you mad, then I think the important thing is to go out this next 24 hours and talk to your friends and family and make sure that they actually get out. Like, we've talked about getting people registered. We've posted a lot, if you follow us on the social media platforms, about getting people registered. So hopefully everybody that you know is registered, and now it's going to be physically getting them to the polls and convincing them that they should read up on who they're voting for and get them out. And hopefully you have your why, and you can tell your friends and family your why and maybe inspire them to vote. And if you think that we would be helpful, feel free to tell them to listen to this episode of this podcast.
Yes, feel free to tell them, because it's available on all podcast mediums. But honestly, if you're having trouble getting your friends to the polls, reach out to us. We're here to help. We're here to help you get your friends involved. What we want you to do is take responsibility for just, like, 3 of your friends. Sometimes politics seems really far away and too big to make a big difference, but 3 friends is manageable. You can get three friends to care about a TV show that you love. You can get three friends to the polls this week. Absolutely. And if you need a little bit of help, you can come to us. Go to our website. We'll have poll. You can type in your address, find your polling location. We're, you know, we will talk to them one-on-one. We'll send them an email and help encourage them to get your friends to the polls. But we want you to get three friends to the polls. I know you can do it. You have three friends that are not going to vote, because that's what voter turnout tells us. If only 37% of the country is turning out for an election, you've got plenty of people to harass into going to the polls with you. So there we go. That's it. That's hopefully gonna bring you out and your friends out to go vote this week. Or maybe you already have voted, and that's awesome. Early voting is awesome. Maybe you're gonna vote by mail. That's fantastic too. Just make sure you check the deadline for when to turn that bad boy in. And yeah, thanks for listening for these last few weeks.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. This has been fun. Don't forget to tell your friends about us. They can listen from the start. And you get caught up real quick in the next 24 hours before the election. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you're listening to other podcasts. We're everywhere. You can also find us on the social medias. I am at Sasha Slayman, and Kim is at Kim Moffitt. She has two F's in Moffitt, so don't forget that second F. We are at We're the People ORG on Facebook and Instagram. And we're the people on Twitter. You can also go to www.wearethepeople.org, where we will have links to all the things that we've talked about in this podcast somewhere on the website.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.